Uber commuters are planning a class action lawsuit against the e-hailing service. Among them, riders that claim to have been raped, robbed, and attacked in Uber cars. Susan Day, mother of singer Tamara Day, is one of them. Day has recounted to various media houses the night she was raped, robbed, and beaten by her Uber driver and two accomplices. She alleges that two men appeared behind her, one strangling her and the other holding her at knife point. After the hours-long ordeal, the men stopped next to the road and threw Day out of the boot, down an embankment. Lawyer Ulrich Rue is saying that he's received instruction from Day and 10 other clients to register a class action lawsuit, holding Uber responsible for the attacks directly, arguing that they took the trips under the premise that Uber promises to offer safe and reliable services. We did invite Uber onto the program. We will read some of the statement that was sent through to my producer extraordinaire Ayanda. But for the moment, we have Ulrich Rue on the line. And Ulrich, some very, very disturbing accounts of Uber journeys by those that have joined your class action lawsuit.
Ah, Nicholas, yes, certainly. My clients have all gone through terrible ordeals. And, we've received instructions to take action against Uber in order to compensate them for these ordeals that they had to go through.
Now, among those is, of course, Tamara Day's mother, Susan Day. But the 10 others, I mean, are they detailing similar experiences as serious as rape and robbery?
Yes. So a number of my clients, Tracy Stockwell, she was also attacked by people who entered the vehicle from the boot, and she managed to jump out of the vehicle and actually escaped in that way. She sustained severe injuries as a result thereof, but we are convinced that, and she's convinced that had she not taken that action, she would have also been raped. Another couple were also attacked by two men emerging from the boot of their Uber. They have subsequently been married, but at the time, the male was stabbed by one of the attackers, and the female was raped repeatedly, taken to a location in Tembisa, and only escaped the next morning when a small child in the neighborhood heard her screaming. And then there's other instances where some of our clients have been dragged by their Uber drivers, robbed by their Uber drivers, and also two other clients who had to escape the Ubers as a result of the Uber driver and clearly not taking them to their destinations, and they're fearing for their lives, and the only way that they could escape that situation was to actually jump out of the moving vehicle.
Ulrich, how difficult is it to put together a class action lawsuit like this, seeing as Uber is one of the largest taxi services in the world, if not the largest, but owns no vehicles? It's essentially giving a platform to service providers, the drivers and their vehicles, to engage in the provision of taxi services. So how difficult is something like this to be brought before a court of law, as it would seem that Uber's at an arm-length relationship with the driver and the customer?
Well, there's been numerous lawsuits brought against Uber all over the world, and there's very important case law which has confirmed that Uber cannot merely claim that they are a service provider and that they are, as you said, arm's length pertaining to their vehicles and the drivers who drive those vehicles. Essentially, it has been found by the Supreme Court in England that Uber is a transportation service. And in Uber providing this transport service, they accept vicarious liability for all action pertaining to the service. So in other words, if a person is, such as the case with Susan Day, attacked, raped, robbed, left for dead, Uber cannot merely just turn their backs on that passenger and say, well, we've got nothing to do with it. And they have been at pains to try and do that in South Africa. And our instructions are to approach the High Court of South Africa to ensure that Uber accepts responsibility for what happened to these victims.
Well, Ulrich Ruth, thank you so much for joining us on the Xolani Gwala Show, lawyer representing Uber victims that have put together a class action lawsuit against the e-hailing service. We did invite them onto the program, but Uber not providing us with a spokesperson, but rather a statement. And the statement reads verbatim as follows. And of course, I'm quoting part of the statement, just simply too long to read on the air. Our thoughts continue to be with the riders and their families. These incidents are deeply upsetting. Since this incident, we have developed a number of safety features, such as updates to the previously existing driver and vehicle information, now including an image of the vehicle color and type, as well as the ability to click into and enlarge the driver photo, which they encourage all riders to do so to ensure that they get into the right vehicle. Then it goes on to say, sexual assault is a terrible crime and something nobody should ever go through. We have a zero tolerance policy towards this type of behavior. In any case of this nature, we immediately remove the person's access to the app while we investigate the matter, which includes our law enforcement relations team at Uber. Is that enough? You be the judge.